What's up today on Fuck Outta Here? Yo, what up? It's your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, chilling and shit. Yo, battle rap. Alright, I want to talk about this today. This thing called battle rap. And there's no love in it no more. Let's keep it all the way 1,000, because niggas be worrying about money too much. I understand it's a business. I understand this. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand this is a business, but you also doing something you love to do and getting paid for it, that gotta feel good in some type of way, unless it's not fun anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless they're making that shit not fun. But I hear a lot of shit going on out there, and all these dudes is worrying about the money. Smacking them are worrying about the money. You could tell. That's why they want little dudes on the cards instead of, you know, top tier dudes, which cost more money, which they make less money. And if you put smaller battle rappers on the cards, that means you pay less money, and you know, the turnout is more money in your pocket. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. But I think if you keep going on with battle rap like that, battle rap's gonna get corny and get played out, because it's only about the money. Like, all the battles right now are based on popularity and are not based on this nigga's battling this dude because thinks he's nicer, or because I think he's better, or yo, let's see who got the best skills. It's not even about that. It's this dude's popular and this dude's popular, and if we put these guys together, then they're going to bring more people to pack the, you know, the event. But I don't know, man. It's getting corny. I'd rather see random fucking, like, battles set up with, like, top tier and this person than people, like, trying to be like, let's try and find the best ones. Like, no, I think John at Bullpen Battle League is just motherfucking putting shit together that, yo, he's nice and he's nice. All right, let's put them together, see what happens. He's nice and he's nice. So let's put them. I think that he's not fucking saying, yo, he's popular and he's popular, so let's put them together. No, they're both nice and popular at the same time. Like, that's the difference with John. Like, come on, man. This shit is getting mad corny, man. This should be making a nigga mad. Like, how does Jay Black come in there with some low-key dope bars? Like, you know what I'm saying? The only thing is that he was Shang stunned, though. And that's no hate, that's no shade, but I think he'll admit that he was playing a little bit of Shang stunt. Like, he was being a little bit of, like, you know, like, a cadences of other rappers and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stylish kind of raps like other rappers, like, well, other battle rappers. You know what I'm saying? But either than that, if he came up with that shit himself, that was dope, catchy shit to say. Like not intricate, easy to catch. Like, that shit was dope. Like, you can't knock the dude for that. But how is that making me more excited to watch an OM7 than fucking the battles that are on there? Like, everybody talking about the battles. the bloggers talk about the battles. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. All I'm saying is, like, how is that more entertaining than the fucking, you know, the battles that are going on? He ain't even probably get paid for that. And he's on there fucking making the crowd go bonkers. Like, shit is crazy. Like, I understand they're going bonkers because they don't expect him to spit shit like that. They don't expect him to come up with dope shit on stage. But Jay Black, like don't get me wrong, that dude got charisma. Like, he's like, and like, this is not for him to get gas. He's kind of a personality. Like, people like his personality. Like, I don't know Jay Black, but off of his YouTube and all that shit, like, I dig his personality. His personality, my bad. I dig his personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bet off of like seeing him on YouTube, you could be like, yo, I bet that dude's a cool ass dude in person. Like, you can tell that with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what makes Jay Black a cool person. Like, in ways, he's being him. He probably acts the same way. He acts, you know what I'm saying, that he's on camera. Some people can sense that. Well, a real nigga can sense that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But battle rap needs that excitement. Stop trying to set up fucking battles just because of popularity, man. That shit is whack. That shit is mad corny. Like, we need real motherfucking, like, real motherfucking battles. Like, skill versus skill. Like, maybe, like, popularity against skill, and then even throw in there popular against popular, but mix that shit up. Stop this motherfucking bullshit, man. Like, I'm trying not to curse, but that's like impossible. But anyways, man, it's just a lot of crazy shit. Like, battle rap could elevate. I don't see anybody doing anything to make it elevate. I see Disaster over there talking like he's trying to elevate it. But really, Disaster, do something different then. Stop going in there battling, rapping like, I don't even know what the fuck you be saying half of the time. Like, your shit makes sense after you think about it. Sometimes it don't make sense. And Battle Truth, yo, I commented on that shit. Like, yo, he tried to go in on me. Fuck out of it. But, yo, this Main Boy Jack or Jack Boy Flame or Gay Boy Jack. Well, excuse me. Like, I can't remember his name. But, yo, man, you have a debate, like, literally, like, you're my girlfriend complaining about something. Like, if you talking to another person, like, give the dude the respect to reply back. Like, don't interject in the middle. Like, and then laughing and shit, because you know you just trying to make dude look like he don't know what he's talking about. But really, even if he does, even if he don't, I ain't even on the topic of if he was making sense or if he wasn't making sense. But nigga, that looked mad corny. And just off of that, I could tell you ain't as dope as people make you seem. Nigga, you just yelling. You and Twerk just be yelling. That's all y'all be doing. Y'all give y'all energy battlers. Like, y'all straight dudes that I'm gonna give off so much damn energy, even though some of the shit I say is dope, but y'all confuse motherfucking fans. And then when niggas see that shit on YouTube, be like, man, that shit don't really be that dope. I don't know what the fuck niggas be talking about. Because I don't understand shit Twerk be saying sometimes. His shit don't even be hot to me until somebody tells me about, yo, he had this dope line. It was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'll be like, yo, that shit does kind of sound dope coming from you. But when he said it, I didn't even understand what the fuck he was saying. Like, for real, man. Like, what the fuck is going on? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Like, we need something. To me, he's the first mumble rapper, you know? He's the first mumble rapper in battle rap. Like, that shit is insane, man. Get it the fuck together, y'all. Shit y'all be liking, I don't even know. Maybe I'm out of tune, but his shit don't be dope. His old, like, if I could grade him on shit, that yelling shit is whack. If you're gonna yell, yell at a certain point. Don't yell through your whole shit because you're masking what you're saying. Yeah, hada, 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 hada. Like, what the fuck did you just say? I don't know what the fuck you just said. Like, put subtitles under his shit, Smack. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Can y'all put subtitles, please, before the shit come out on YouTube? Put some damn subtitles on that shit. Damn, I don't know what the fuck he be talking about. Or anybody on YouTube, can you take the videos and add subtitles to it? Yeah, do me that solid, man, because I would like to enjoy a Twerk battle. I don't really ever enjoy them because I don't know what the fuck this dude be talking about. And back to the topic about money in battle rap. I always said this to a friend of mine at work. I said, yo, low key, like, no shade, no hate, I'm not dissing, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying my opinion. Low key, Mook is kind of not smart with battle rap. This nigga could have been made. He could have made the most off of battle rap in the long run. I mean, I forget where I heard. Like a few days ago where motherfuckers was talking about this and I was like, damn, yo, like I've been saying the same shit. But I don't think they laid it out how I was laying it out. You know what I'm saying? Like how I thought of it in a way. Like he wanted 100,000 for a battle. If you could get 50,000 for one battle, that's two battles, you got 100,000. This nigga would low key take two battles a year. Every year, and Smack was able to give him 50,000 for each battle, he would be making 100,000 each year. Oh my God. Like, even low key, 40,000 for three battles in 1 year, but 40,000 each. You know what I'm saying? So, three battles. 40,000 each battle. That would be paper. Like, I don't understand this dude. Like, you could be out there killing niggas like you say you can. Like, I believe you can. Like, and you could be making the most in battle rap. You could be one of the dudes right now, like, dude, I made the most in battle rap ever. He could be saying that shit right now to this day. But you know what? He can't. Another battle rapper could probably say that. Another battle rapper could probably say, I made the most off of battle rap to date. Like, fuck talking about how many views you got. That's cool, though. Don't get me wrong. Having the most views is dope. Shout out to Arsenal. Shout out to DNA. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in battle rap, nigga, I want to be the motherfucker that makes the most money in battle rap. So I could say that. Like, nigga, I make the most. Fuck all them niggas. I make the most. You know what I'm saying? That's what niggas should be. If y'all worried about money, be the nigga worried about making the most, not making the most at one fucking battle. Make the most in long run. Mook, you could be getting stacks and stacks of money, nigga. You could be out of the hood with your family, out of the hood with your cousins, out of the hood. You could be chilling. In 10 years, you could physically make $1 million off of battle rap. If you did it with 2 battles a year at $50,000 a battle, you can make more in 3 battles a year at $40,000 a battle. So you can make $1 million sooner doing that. So I don't understand you, bro. Make me understand. I understand you making money doing other shit. Don't get me wrong. I ain't hating on that. But you could be making boatloads of money. And I understand in rap, sometimes you got to take advantage of your situation because you don't know if you're going to be hot 10 years from now, 5 years from now. So at least take advantage of this. And I hope you do hear this, Mook. And I hope you, you know what I'm saying, take this shit and listen to the words I'm saying. I'm not trying to coach you. I'm not trying to tell you to do. You know, it's your life. You do what you do. I'm just giving you my opinion on the situation where, nigga, let me be your manager. Let me be any of y'all niggas' managers, man. I'll be like, man, look, we're going to handle this shit like this. We're going to approach this shit like this. We trying to make shit lit, or are we trying to make shit to where, oh, we're going to just get the most money we can as possible now and not worry about the future in battle rap? Because that's what's going on to me. Niggas ain't worrying about the future. They're worrying about the now. And too many dudes worry about the now. In that hood mentality, I'm from the hood too. I was born in Newark, New Jersey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from the hood. I lived in other hoods, in other places. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's not the fact, but everybody that I know from the hood or has hood mentality always thinks of the now and not the future. We got to stop thinking about the now. It's cool to think about the now, here and there. You know what I'm saying? When niggas trying to get lit, when niggas is trying to make a move now, niggas is trying to start something new. But you got to think about the long term and the future of it. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, what are we doing? Are we trying to make battle rap live on forever, or are we just trying to milk it for what it is now, and then there's nothing later? Like, I heard another blogger, I heard someone say, I don't know if it was a blogger or a rapper. It could have been a battle rapper. I'm not sure. But he was like, yo, these other, like, peoples, I'm going to say, take advantage of battle rap and make money off of it. But they don't do it in its purest form or in its truest form. You know what I'm saying? They do it in ways that it's catchy, and in ways that it's going to make people watch it, and in ways that it's going to make people listen and people laugh. And, you know, they make it look funny and like jokey shit. Like, that's cool. Like, we got to have different forms and different, basically, like, almost kind of like different genres of battle rap. Like, but take over that aspect. Like, I understand why these dudes out in Cali were trying to, or with that disaster shit, trying to throw, like, Superman versus this, and this is where Ku Klux Klan versus this, versus, you know what I'm saying? I understand, because they're trying to take that shit back and be like, yo, y'all can't take our shit, make money off of it, and, like, y'all don't even support real battle rap. I mean, but really, people could do whatever the fuck they want. But at the end of the day, like, take that shit back over. Like, do events like that. But niggas be trying to be too cool all the time. We can't be too cool all the time. We got to learn how to be like uncomfortable in our, like, well, not feel uncomfortable in our own skin when we're in different situations. And that's what it is. Like, most people just want to be hard. And I want to address something with Battle Truth. Battle Truth, it's okay for people to worry about what they're wearing. Like it's okay. Like, all right, let me. It's okay for me to worry about what I'm wearing. Like, I worry about what I'm wearing. Like, I'll probably worry about what my girl's wearing or what my kids are wearing. Because, like, you know, I want them to look, you know, cool, or I want them to look, you know, up to par or look nice and shit like that. But I could care less what my friend's wearing, what my fucking and brother wears, what my sister wears, what my uncle, like, I don't give a shit what people wear. I don't give a fuck what Kanye wears. I don't give a fuck what nobody wears. It does not affect me what you wear. It does not affect me what a battle rapper wears. I don't care what they wear on stage. That doesn't affect what they're saying. To some people it does, but to me, I think that's kind of a female tendency to me, but this is my opinion. Like, I think, to me, if I'm worried about what another dude is wearing, that's what females do. Like, let's keep it funky. Females do that. This is not a diss. I'm just giving you my opinion on that situation. Like, why the hell do I care? Like, I understand you clowning. Like, you just clowning on them. Like, it's a joke. But I was saying, as in, like, my opinion, I don't understand why it's, like, even a thing. Like, why does dudes be like, yo, like, oh, you see that nigga's sneakers? Like, yo, this nigga's hat. Like, what the fuck do I give a fuck what the fuck he's wearing? You know, like, like, oh, man, like, If I'm with my girl, or if I'm out with a girl, like, you know what I'm saying, and she got some her sneakers on, yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way. Like, yo, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I like my women to look nice, like, to look up to par, to look beautiful, to look sexy. So I ain't gonna date a girl who can't dress. And that way, I'm gonna look at it like that. Or, like, you know what I'm saying, I want my kids to look sharp, like, or look nice. Even though my kids don't even care about things. They just like to have fun and, you know what I'm saying, go outside and shit and play. They don't give a fuck about what they're wearing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to me, that in that fact, I care. But For another dude that has nothing to do with me, that I'm just watching, that I'm a fan of, that, like, or that I listen to their music, or he's an actor, or, like, he's just my next door neighbor or a family member, I don't give a shit what they are wearing. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. So I hope that answers your question, Battle Truth. I don't care what other dudes wear. If people didn't care when Kanye West put that motherfucking skirt on, no one would have talked about that shit. No one would have gave a fuck. Guess what would have happened? A whole bunch of nothing. He would have got no publicity off that. Everything would have been cool. And nobody would have ever fucking even bring it up or cared. And Kanye West probably wouldn't be who he is today if people didn't care about what fucking people do. Like, these rappers do publicity stunts, just the thing. And I'll be like, I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. Y'all probably know already. Y'all probably see it already, but battle rap is losing in little ways and winning in some. And we're going to take a break real quick. I'll be right back. What's up? I'm back. All right. And I got something else to say. Bloggers, I'm not saying y'all do, but I think y'all do. I think y'all have agendas and y'all shouldn't. Like, y'all shouldn't have agendas. I'm not saying you do, but it feels like y'all have an agenda. Like, I think y'all should look at battles from both sides. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at a battle as in, like, let me see, like, all right, two battlers thing. Talk about what that person did. I like what this person did and this wrong with this. Like that, and that. You know what I'm saying? Analyze that. Their rounds, like, to a thing and analyze without being biased or without, like, damn, how can I say it's like, without having, like, feeling like you have an agenda. Well, like, I like this person better because that's my type of style. Like, you, it's not cool to be like that because it seems like, well, you're already going to pick that person to win no matter what. Like, that's just the feel it gives. Like, you know what I'm saying? It gives that feel. Not that you're doing that on purpose. It's just that, you know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. So I think y'all should just say shit from, like, an analyst type aspect. Like how an analyst doesn't really choose a side, but he just analyzes both sides and, like, think why, like, you know, and judges why this person might have won or thinks why this person might have won. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though they might be friends with this person, but you know what I'm saying? They still try to analyze it for what it is and then give an opinion off of that. Not give an opinion based like, oh, that's my friend, so I should pick him. Or that's the type of person I like, or that's the type of battler I like. I think when you're judging a battle, you got to scratch that out of it. You can't be like, oh, this is the person or the type of battler I like. You know what I'm talking about? And then go using that. Because and then right there is like, you're being biased in that. And you're having an agenda already of like, yo, I'm gonna pick him. Or plus, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to not pick my friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or if I don't pick him, then me and him gonna have, like, that shit can't be like that. Like, people gotta stop being sensitive. Battle rappers gotta stop being sensitive. Nobody's right all of the time. Nobody's a psychic. Like, nobody could pick winning battles all the time. Like, some battles are easy to pick who's gonna win because they should win. Like, the Goods versus T-Top. Goods was supposed to win. Excuse me. Goods was supposed to win that. Excuse me. All right. Goods was supposed to win that shit. On paper, as y'all say. I don't know where the fuck on paper comes from because I don't see no papers. I never see none of y'all niggas with papers. But now that other battle with Twerk versus Clean Paper. Now, if we talking about like Clean being nice, yeah, or having that style, yeah, based on that, he should have won. But if we're basing it on the whole, on like Clean Paper's like whole body of work and all his battles, then you gotta say Twerk's gonna win. But still, I don't understand Twerk, so I don't understand how people cheer for him, but that's just me. But I think that's the difference in what, yeah, clean paper should have won because you think he should have won because he's nicer than Twerk. But on his body of work, he shouldn't have won because he don't take his craft serious, and this nigga gets me motherfucking mad, and I'm fucking like I wish I was this nigga's brother or uncle or like motherfucking cousin, like something, like, come on, nigga, like, you nasty, like, stop playing around, clean, like, stop fucking around, like, lock yourself in a motherfucking dungeon, nigga, and just go in and write fucking battle raps for everybody and just work on memorizing and work, like, you already got the cadence of how you say shit. You know how to say shit. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Nigga, like, and stop. When you're on stage, you gotta be clean paper. Like, everybody's dead around you. That's how you gotta be. Like, and a part of me knows you already know how to do that. I just think you don't take it serious. Come on. Nigga, you could be one of the dopest up there with motherfucking Sue Surf if you really took your craft seriously and you was focused and you just said, man, fuck all the bullshit, fuck all the hanging out, fuck all this shit, I'm gonna take my craft serious for 5 years, 10 years, and I'm gonna put that work in, man, you would be in a whole different level, a whole different type of respect, a whole different type of, like money. Like, a whole different type of paper, a whole different type of bread. Like, come on. Get it together, clean. Because you is dope, nigga. You letting yourself down. You, like, fans say you letting them down, but really you letting yourself down. Because you know you're better than that. Everybody around you knows you better than what you doing. But you gotta stop lying to yourself, nigga. Get off of that hanging out shit and trying to look cool. Put that work in. Like, I know you got in you. It's in you. And I just don't want you to look back and be like, damn, I could have been one of them niggas. I was slightly one of them niggas, but you could be one of them dudes making like 15 to 20,000 a battle easily. You slacking on yourself. Are you woke? Are you woke? Clean. Clean. Wake up. Come on, clean. Wake up. All right. So, yo, that's kind of the shit I wanted to talk about today on my podcast, Abyss Killers Podcast. Check me out on iTunes. Check me out on Podomatic. Check on my music on motherfucking SoundCloud and Soundtrap. Check me out on motherfucking Twitter at AbyssKiller1 or at AbyssKiller if you know, some of my shit is a little bit different, but check me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm easy to find. The only one AbyssKiller. Like, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Stay focused. Stay going straight forward and fuck all that fuck nigga shit. Stay true to oneself. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas have a good day. Everybody listening, thanks for listening. You know what I'm saying? Comment, rate, subscribe. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you hate about the show. Like and dislike, nigga. I'm out. Fuck out of here.